This is Ted Kennedy. It's time wealthy Americans paid their fair share of taxes. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, is the White House serious, threatening to veto the Democratic Economic Recovery Bill because you Republicans can't stomach even slightly higher taxes on the wealthy? Government of the rich, by the rich, for the rich. Is that it, Al? The wealthiest 1% made out like bandits under Reaganomics throughout the 1980s. Their income soared 136%, while low and middle class family income went down. Our Democratic Economic Recovery Bill contains a 5% tax hike on those earning over $200,000 a year and another 3% on those earning over $1 million a year. We earmark the increased revenues for two things, a tax cut for middle class families and incentives for long-term economic growth. You'd veto that, Al, just to protect your fat cat friends and campaign contributors?
Ted, you are the only fat cat, now skinny, I've seen around here. In fact, you sound an awful lot like that Santa Claus Paul Zongas keeps talking about. Your tax plan only soaks the rich and opens the door wide for higher taxes on everybody. Simple fact is, the Democrat proposal will raise taxes, lose jobs, and slow the economy, all under the guise of giving taxpayers back a crummy 56 cents a day. Compare that to the value of a buck during the Great Depression, and you're handing back less than a dime. If you confiscated every single asset that belonged to the 400 richest people in America and sold them all off to run the government, you'd be dead broke again in just 79 days. Ted, most Americans pay a 15% income tax. The wealthy already are paying twice that much, and now you want to take nearly half of what they earn each year. Knock off the class warfare. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Democrats trying to bust the budget agreement in order to raise taxes. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.